Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast, where our mission is to impact someone's life every single day. We focus on how ordinary people become extraordinary. And here is your host, John Vasquez, the self-published author of You Must Believe Way of Life. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. Today, you landed on Health Tuesday, made it through Motivation Monday. If you didn't check out that podcast, go backwards, and it's Don't Forget Who You Are. Well, today's, or this week's podcast, our series of podcasts, we're going to break it up with Health Tuesday today. We're going to talk about type 2 diabetes. I become obsessed with insulin regulations. That's how That's how I developed my program. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Coach JV. I'm one of the top health and mindset coaches in the nation. What you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. I'm coming here to you live from here in Mesa, Arizona, in our 3T Fitness Revolutionary Fitness Facility, where we help people get this problem under control. We help people mobilize body fat and create human optimization. Go to www.3tfitness.com for all your health and fitness needs and sign up for your free workout to check out our revolutionary program. All right, enough with all this commercial stuff. Let's get right into it. Did I introduce myself? Yeah, Coach JV, nice to meet you. All right, today is type 2 diabetes. Okay, type 2 diabetes is rampant. And why do you think it is? It's not your fault. As society grows and becomes more advanced, things get more convenient. It's right in front of your face. You're spiking your insulin over and over and over and over and over again. And what's happening is your body starts to become resistant to insulin, and cells are not able to absorb glucose as a result of this resistance. This is very, very dangerous. Excess abdominal fat is a major cause. In addition, it's your genetics, could be your genetics, but mostly it's lifestyle. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's my genetics. I don't know. It could be. Could be genetic predisposition, but also it's our lifestyle. It's the way we're eating. Why has type 2 diabetes gone rampant in the last 20 to 30 to 40 years? Why was there zero cases of type 2 childhood diabetes and now it's rampant? Because it's our eating habits. It's what we're doing. But let's talk about some symptoms of type 2 diabetes. I'm going to break this down. Some symptoms of type 2 diabetes: frequent urination, increased thirst, you're always dehydrated or thirsty, fatigue or tiredness, sudden weight loss, which is interesting, right? You start having that sudden weight loss because your body's not working properly. Itchiness around your genitals, slow healing cuts or wound because your immune system is failing, blurred vision. Now, type 2 diabetes can be very, very dangerous. Now, what is type 2 diabetes? It's when your blood sugar is too high and your insulin cannot properly regulate it. So what happens? Treatment. This is the sickening thing that frustrates the shit out of me. Excuse my language. This is where my major frustration comes in. If you look it up on the internet, all you're going to see, most of it, I'm exaggerating a little bit, the number one solution is medication, 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 medication. It's really hard to find anything that says, get your ass moving, create a better eating habits or patterns. I may be exaggerating a little bit about the solution, but it's always, the solution is medication. You go into the doctor, like, let's put you on some medication to get this under control. Why don't we get our ass in the gym and start moving and get it under control? Now, I'm going to show with my treatment from my experiential level. I'm not a doctor. Consult your physician. But what I'm going to tell you, here's some ways that you could help with that excess glucose or high blood sugar in your system. Number one thing you need to start doing is properly exercise. Now, I say properly because when people hear the word exercise, they think, oh, God, I got to go running. I'm going to be miserable. I developed 3T Fitness all based on insulin regulation. That's how I developed it. I started with the problem and I went backwards and developed a system and a workout that is efficient, effective. You literally only work out for 31 minutes in my workout. The rest of it's meditation and breathing. Now, it's not about being in the gym for hours. It's not even about joining an LA Fitness. Not about joining these big box gyms. Not about joining my gym. It's about getting your ass moving. And what does that mean? Proper exercise. Your body stores glycogen and glucose. Let me explain. So when you eat a carbohydrate, okay, why someone's a type 2 diabetic is they're eating carbohydrates over and over and their insulin's spiking so insulin's a taxi. It comes up into the bloodstream and it grabs that glucose. What's happening is your body is becoming insulin resistant and your body's insulin's starting to fail because there's too much work for it. So your cells start to fail. Everything starts to fail. Your body gets stressed, your kidneys, your liver, and then guess what? You have to take a medication to help your body get that glucose to where it needs to go so you don't have high blood sugar and die. It's very dangerous. Now, what do I mean by proper exercise? And when you eat a carbohydrate, the insulin will take that fuel source and put in your liver, muscle, or your fat cell. Now, remember, your fat cell is glucose, okay? So glucose is stored energy. Glucose is converted into glycogen to be used as an immediate energy source. So when you properly exercise, you're going to deplete your liver and muscle glycogen. Now, something that's very important is glycogen is trapped in your muscle, okay? So if you just go out there and start running, that is going to help. That's why you see a lot of runners with really nice legs, nice calves, and kind of chubby bellies or little pooches in their belly, maybe not the nicest arms, because what they're doing is they're not properly depleting all their glycogen stores. Here's the proper way to do it. A nice resistance training program where you're squeezing the muscle, knowing that the glycogen is trapped in that muscle. And when you're squeezing the muscle glycogen out of the muscle, you're making room for that glucose coming into your system. So you're helping your insulin regulate the glucose. Awesome. Next, diet, nutrition. Let me take the word diet out. It has the word diet in it. Nutrition, properly eating, okay? Now, let's start by just the pattern of eating. Let's not even talk about nutrition. If you started properly exercising, lifting weights, doing short amount of high intensity cardio, you don't have to be in the gym for an hour, 30 minutes is suffice. I can help you with that program. Then you want to have a fasted window. Let's talk about the pattern. Because why do you have excess glucose? Because you're spiking your insulin over and over and over again, and there's too much energy or fuel in your system, and it's being stored, and it's stressing out the body. Imagine pulling a car into a gas station with a full tank and just pouring a gas into it. It's just going to flood it. It's going to flood the engine. It's going to go all over the ground, and that's going to be your fat cells. It's literally a disaster waiting to happen. You drop a match on it, boom, there's your health problems. So what I ask you to do is create a fasted window. Consult your physician, of course, but I recommend minimum 12 hours. That's when the human body goes into a fasted state. So now you're properly exercising, depleting the muscle and liver glycogen, making room for your body to use the fuel source, which is your fat cells, creating a fasted window so your body can metabolize your food and lower your blood sugar levels so that when you eat, your insulin spikes and it's properly working to grab the glucose and it works like it's supposed to. Then your nutrition. I would lower your carbohydrate intake. You don't have to eliminate carbs completely. Keto is a great plan, but I don't know a lot of people that can stay without eating carbs for the rest of their life. So I'd highly recommend lowering your carbohydrates to a manageable level. Allowing your body to regulate those carbohydrates and come in. If you're properly exercising, those carbohydrates are going to go into your muscle because your muscle needs glycogen. It needs fuel and water. So the carbohydrates grab onto some water. It transports it into your muscle stores, making you look less bloated as well. So type 2 diabetes, why does it happen? It's because you have excess energy in your system and you're just dropping insulin, dropping energy on top of energy, on top of energy. So it's time to not say no to medication because they have their place. Talk to your doctor. But I think any doctor would say proper exercise and nutrition. And it's really simple, folks. It's not that complicated. Let's make the complex simple and let's get our lives back on track. But I'm preaching to the choir. I'm telling you guys, I know it's difficult. You literally have Uber Eats. You can have McDonald's delivered to your house. I get it. But you need to listen to podcasts on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week because it's about to go down. You need to develop commitment level. You need to follow through, and damn it, you need to never give up. So I highly encourage you to jump on the podcast tomorrow and follow this series on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And we'll talk to you on Hump Day Wednesday.
That's it for today's episode. In order for us to fulfill our mission, please share this podcast with a friend so you too can impact someone's life today. Visit us at jvimpacts.com and make sure to pick up your copy of You Must Believe Way of Life. Remember, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. Talk to you soon.